Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
This is Vicki Dobbs, your host for Kindred Spirits Live with me, founder of Wisdom Evolution and head cheerleader for the You First Revolution, where I want to remind you that you belong at the top of your priority list. It's my joy this morning to have sharing the mic with me an award-winning international best-selling author, a noted dream expert and media personality, and sharing her new book, which I have absolutely fallen in love with, A Crisis is a Terrible Thing to Waste, The Art of Transforming the Tragic into Magic. Kelly is a certified clinical hypnotherapist, inspirational speaker, and workshop facilitator. So please help me welcome my esteemed guest, the Reverend Dr. Kelly Sullivan Walden. Welcome, Kelly.
Vicki Dobbs, thank you so much. Wow, I feel like I've arrived.
You have arrived.
Hi, you're the angel singing. Thank you for that introduction. I appreciate that.
Well, before I forget, one of your friends sent me a note on Friday morning when she read my little Friday Food for Thoughts weekly email. So passing this message along, Gail Cantor says hi.
Oh, Gail Cantor. Hello, Gail Cantor. I love her. Oh, she's part of the new seminary, my alma mater.
So tell us about your book, Kelly. It is, wow. I don't know how to describe it without tears, so you tell our audience about your new book.
Oh, thank you for the tears. I love that. In a nutshell, if I can be nutshell-ish, it's kind of a memoir meets self-help. It's a departure from the ordinary dream books that I write about, dreams that I write about in most of my books. There are dreams featured in this book, but all of the stories are tragic to magic stories. And in many ways, they are, yes, I did go to school. Yes, I have credentials and letters behind my name, but these stories are where I went to the School of Hard Knocks, had death-defying and sometimes just ego-annihilating stories of, you know, where I had a near-death experience, I lost a child, I jumped off a cliff, landed on my ass, and got attacked by bull mastiffs. There's just been literally a list that I take up an entire page in the book with all the different tragic stories that when I think about it, they all eventually, some of them closer to real time, some of them took a while, but eventually they led to magic. And I've, in the process of all the dream work I've done and all this introspection I've done of late, with the question, the driving question, how can I best contribute to people? And it seems like people mostly get contributed to by me when I tell them the backstory on how the wisdom kernels came to me. So I came up with this, not just the stories, but also a formula called OGLE, O-G-L-E. It's a four-step process that can expedite the process of transforming the tragic into magic, so it doesn't have to take a lifetime or decades. It can happen pretty close to real time if we really want to get to the magic and move through, not to put a just a Band-Aid, but to really, truly expedite the alchemy that can lead to the magic from the tragic.
Wow. So when you talk about a crisis is a terrible thing to waste, you're talking about turning that devastation into what you're calling magic. The phrase I think you wrote in here is how to turn bitter to better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a statistic I cite at the beginning of the book about how there's a lot of research on how it takes between 3 to 9 years. It was a study that was referenced in Time magazine a few years back. 3 to 9 years to recover from a debilitating loss. And many people, when they go through something devastating, they often will identify with that. That can become, in some way, their sense of belonging, their sense of self, their part of their resume, their bio. It's like that story of the rape or the Me Too moment or the death of a loved one. It enters the room before they do. And in many ways, because we identify with the tragic, we get brownie points for that. Especially in the world of women, we get a lot of love and sympathy from each other when we're going through a hard time. So a lot of us can just keep that identity going for a long time. And the bitter is that kind of like ruminating in the sorrow, in the difficulty, longer than is necessary. And really, every time we go through something challenging, we are at a crossroads. And the question I always ask myself is this going to make me bitter or better? And of course, if I have a choice, I want it to make me better. But in order to activate that choice, we need to do something. We can't just kind of willy-nilly say, yeah, I want this to make me a better person. I want this to make me a more insightful, compassionate, deep person. We have to do the work to make sure that that happens. So, yeah, I do write about that.
So the work you talk about, I picked a sentence out of your book called Becoming an Alchemist in Our Lives. Mm-hmm. So it's moving from that bitter to better, or at least seeing that option is this piece of alchemy that you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what does that mean to become an alchemist in our lives? And I get the importance just from what you've said, but could you share a little more about that?
Sure. The basic definition of alchemy is turning lead or dross or dirt into gold, something that has a low frequency, a low value, into something that becomes precious to us. And it's interesting, in the word sacrifice, or is the word sacred, and sacra is the Latin prefix, and it's basically about to make sacred. So there, it does take a sacrifice when we go through something to elevate into something, to make it sacred. So we have to give something up. And basically, when I teach people my Ogle formula, which I can just kind of walk through briefly, I think it's a very compact and complete kit for how to do this. Because when we go through something, we need to have permission to wail, to cry, to moan, to be sad, to be hurt, to be mad. So the O in Ogle stands for what's offensive about what's happened to you. So there's permission to grieve and to be unenlightened, to blame and to play the victim. And give yourself time to do that for at least 5 minutes. We don't have to live there, but you want to at least be present to what hurts. And then to start the alchemy process, we move to the G, which is to then begin to look for what is good about this thing that's happening, or what might be good, or what could be good in a far-off galaxy. We start looking with the eyes that can see what might be the gold in this situation, or the good. And then once we start to begin to get a glimpse of that, and it's very it's very counterintuitive to do this. It's like we have to sacrifice our willingness to hang out in the victim mode in order to start looking for the good. So each step of this journey requires a little sacrifice, a little blood, so to speak. So the next step up the ladder is the L for the looking glass. And this is where we ask ourselves, where have I also done this offending thing? Have I ever misused my power? Have I ever taken something from somebody? Have I ever been unkind or unthoughtful? Or even if I didn't mean to do it, might I have been distracted or so caught up in my own worries that I didn't even realize I stepped on other people's toes? So this is where we take, this is like kind of the bitter pill to swallow, where we realize, wow, I've done that very same thing. It hurts me because in some way I've done that hurting myself. But this same place is where everything starts to transform and turn around. And we can also do the looking glass of, where am I the good in this? Where am I also the higher possibility in this? Where am I looking at myself in the mirror entirely? And then the last piece of it is the E for elevate. This is where we say, okay, now that I know, I've given myself permission to grieve, be in the O, what's offensive, and I've looked for the good or the gold, and I've found it, and I've looked at myself in the looking glass, and I see myself here. Now, what will I do to elevate my situation? How will I stop gossiping, or how will I be more mindful with my words, or how will I make amends for those places where I stepped on toes? What is the elevated action we can take? And I always say, if we can't come up with anything at all, when all else fails, be creative. Turn your broken heart into art. That's one of the best elevated actions we can do, is to write about it, draw about it, paint about it, dance about it. And often those simple steps will begin to see things a little bit differently. We'll be able to have a different breath and a little, it's like the sun will start to come out behind the rain clouds.
I love that. Turn your broken heart into art. That's what I teach as well, is that creativity is a transformative act in itself in whatever form you choose to be creative.
Exactly. Yeah, highly underrated. And in a way, that's this whole book is me doing that, is me turning my broken heart into art. My art form happens to be writing, and there's something about having a story and then the story having you. And for me, a lot of these stories that I write about, they used to have me by the neck. They were in my closet. They were taking up a lot of bandwidth, a lot of chatter in my head. If, yes, all these wonderful things have happened. I've written a lot of books, but if people only knew the truth. So it was like a lot of, you know, people living rent-free in my psyche as these stories. And me turning them into art, writing them down, turning them into this book, they're out of the closet, they're out of my head, and I'm free of them. There's a lot more space, and it's like I've turned them into something that I hear from people, that people are being empowered by these stories that I used to think were just so unfortunate and so sad and so difficult and something I needed to hide. And I think the goal is to get to the place, just like in dreams, we want to, where so many people have dreams about being exposed or being naked or underdressed, and I think they're pointing in the direction of us living more transparently, so that even if our secrets were all out there for all to see, we'd be fine with it. We'd say, yeah, look at me. I lived through all that. Can you believe it? Isn't that cool? What about you?
Yes. And I think it also touches the hearts of people who have yet to be able to express their grief or their joy or share their trauma or share their successes to celebrate themselves, because especially as women, we've been told to stay at an even keel. You get too excited and you're going to upset some folks, and you get too depressed and you're going to turn folks away, and so you've got to maintain that even keel. And by sharing so many of these beautiful, very vulnerable, and honestly what some people would read as sad, heart-wrenching, gut-ripping out the stories that you have in your book, And then leading the readers through your Ogle method is, for me as a reader, transformative. It's given me an opportunity to look at some of the stories that are running around in my head from a different point of view. And I was so touched by your story about Tendril because, unfortunately, that's something you and I share. And
wow,
it's you talk about not being able to access your tools or the things that had worked for you in the past didn't work anymore. And I still remember feeling like it wasn't just that I couldn't get them to work. I couldn't find my spiritual toolbox, let alone get it open after Ryan left. And reading how you were able to ogle that experience, even though it's been almost 17 years since Ryan left, it is as fresh today as it was in that moment. And yet this ogle process, in reading about Tendril and reading how you moved through that process, was a gift for me this past week, Kelly.
Oh.
And it... you know, not to be Debbie Downer here, but thank you for another tool in the box. And it's what you went through was the same loss in a different way.
Yeah.
And yet it brought you to this magical book, and it's got more little yellow, orange, and pink stickies poking out of its pages now.
Oh, that's my favorite thing to hear.
I keep finding more. It's like, and it's, you know, when I do these interviews, I take the books that my wonderful guests send me, and I kind of just pop them open, and it's like, what's here for me to talk about? And there's not a page that I could pop to that I didn't underline something in. And so I just want to share that this isn't just a how-to book. This is a vulnerable piece of your heart that you've opened the world to share. And in doing that, you've gifted us all. I'm not alone.
Oh, Vicki, thank you so much. And there's something, you know, there's something so deep of, and I just want to say you're the opposite of Debbie Downer. You are Vicki Victorious. So I just
thank you.
Want you to know that. And yeah, it's there's so many different ways that a heart can be broken, and it's hard to compare with the passing of a child. And in your case, your son was a lot older than Tendril. You had him around a lot longer than I had Tendril. I mean, I was right on the cusp of being her mother as she was to be adopted. I got to just spend two very happy weeks with her as an infant. But it was that, you know, it's like basic math isn't invalidated by more advanced calculus. Like, the principles are the same. And
yes,
the devastation was my biggest feeling, chopped off at the knees, and it was a blessing in disguise. I mean, it's interesting right now, Vicki, because it's springtime, and everywhere I look is a tendril, these tendril vines all around my backyard, and I see tendril, 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 and it used to be this pang in my heart when anybody would say the word tendril, which is not a common word or phrase or you know, even thought. It's a little kind of cryptic, but it's now, it's kind of like this God wink, and I have to sometimes keep ogling her. But the thing that was the blessing is that the tools that I had didn't work. Like, they didn't. It's like my heartache was so big, it was like I was throwing little band-aids inside a deep well. It wasn't covering up the well, it wasn't stopping the well, it wasn't stopping the bleeding, but I did at some point discover Viktor Frankl, and I actually rediscovered him in his work, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, and ultimately his work led me to this place of deep choice and recognizing You know, he's the one who survived the Holocaust, and most people know him. He's got one of the most widely republished books. And, like, I think it's even sold more copies than the Bible, I believe. But the fact that he went through something even 1,000 times more harsh than what I went through, and the fact that he would come through with this very simple philosophy that worked for him and so many others, I had to try it on, and it worked. And the basic idea was, what is the story you're making up? The story that we tell ourselves will make or break us. So if you're feeling broken, consider it's the story that you're telling yourself. And I had to stop and think, the story I was telling myself was, with Tendril dying, there must be no God. And if there's no God, then I don't want to be on this planet. And if there is a God, it's a horribly sadistic God. And either way, I don't want to be on the planet. I don't want to play in this sandbox, so get me out of here. So that was a pretty shitty story I was telling myself. And Viktor Frankl suggests that we simply make up another story. And so I just made up a story, just like a kid making up, you know, something that it might just be ridiculous. So I just made up Tendril was an angel. And she was with me for 2 weeks. And some people don't get to spend 2 minutes with an angel. And I got 2 weeks with her. So what if that makes me lucky instead of unlucky? And what if she's still with me? And that gave me a little ray of hope. And that's the story that I clung to. And it's been my life raft. And it led me to the next aha and the next and the next. And a million synchronicities later, I'm just kind of in this chamber of awe. So
that's amazing. And for me, it's feathers.
Oh,
when, like tendrils are for you, that touchstone to her.
Yeah.
Feathers for me are the touchstones from Ryan. They hold messages and stories. And one of these days we'll do a whole show about talking to those that we've lost and connecting with them. And
oh yeah.
And how they come through. And
oh, yeah.
And that would just be a show I would love to do with you. We have to chat. We have
okay,
to chat about
okay,
that.
Okay. It's a date.
It's a date. Well, we're going to do it. So I want to talk when you come back about this wonderful meditation that you led one of your clients through that was not only transforming for her, but for me in the reading of it in your story. It was like this, you know, you get these tools all the time from different teachers, and sometimes it just takes hearing it the 100th time for it to take a hold.
Yeah.
And so when we come back from break, I'd love to talk to you about that.
Great. Let's do it.
It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art and creativity, so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you.
not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand. Do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey, Kelly, we are back, and welcome, everybody. And let's just jump right in and talk about this amazing meditation you share that you took your client through that is something I think all of us can do when the need arises.
Yes. Oh, this is a good one. So this comes from the story. It's in the early part of the book, and it's about a friend of mine who I had been, it was really my first client, and he went to jail, and but before he went to jail, I had a chance to talk him through this meditation. It just kind of popped up. It's a meditation I learned years before from Mitchell May, and he's somebody who learned this because he broke, he got in a horrible car accident, broke nearly every bone in his body, and his legs were going to have to be amputated. The night before they were amputating his legs, a shaman came in and led him through this meditation, and basically it healed him, and he now runs marathons. So I'm going to just lead you through a very short version of this meditation. So close your eyes if you can, if you're not operating heavy machinery or driving a car. And take a deep breath and turn within. And as you're breathing here, I want you to just imagine that you could elevate above your body and your body of affairs, lifting up toward the light, the heavenly light that is always radiating down upon you. And allow yourself to disconnect from your earthly body. Feel that little snap, that little cord pop as you step outside your body. And you're now in your etheric body, just in the realm of your great and beautiful light. As if you could go way, way, way high up into the cosmos so that you could look at your body from afar. Look at that physical body from way, way, way far away. And as you look down, imagine that there is an egg that is surrounding your body. EGG, an egg, sort of a container that is the shape of an egg. And for all of us, the places where we've been hurt or where we still have PTSD or we're still holding on to trauma, these places represent cracks in our egg. So just notice looking down upon this body of yours that is surrounded by an egg. Just notice the cracks in your egg, and these can represent physical aches, emotional heartbreaks, or places where you feel that your soul or spirit has been smashed by life circumstances. And now from this glorious place where you are surrounded by golden light from the heavens up above, I want you to imagine that through you, the heavens are streaming golden light through your etheric body, through your heart, through your mind, through your spirit, streaming gold all the way down into your earthly realm, allowing this gold to fill up the cracks in your egg. This egg container being made golden. So just take a moment in the silence to intuitively know where this gold needs to be applied. And if you need to pause this recording, if you're listening later in an archive, go ahead and do that now and allow the gold to filter through until you feel full, filled. Just like the wabi-sabi Japanese art form that takes a broken vase or a broken frame, something that had an inherent value but was broken, they pour gold into the cracks and thus turning it into an exponentially more valuable piece of art. So know that you might not return to become the same being you were before, but you're different and perhaps now more golden, more valuable than before. So give thanks to your etheric body. Call your etheric body back in. Your etheric body comes back into your physical body. But notice it feels different in here. There's a lot more light. And those cracks aren't just filled with pain any longer. You've transformed the pain into purpose. You've transformed the dross into gold. You've transformed the hurt into heroism. And there's more wisdom, more beauty, more love where this came from. And if you'd like, even if we have just one more moment, you can imagine kind of scanning through your life to the people who you love, those who also have an egg container around them that has also been cracked, perhaps especially in the places where they've been hurtful to you. And just through your own imagination, it does them no harm for you to envision gold filtering in from their own higher self into their cracked egg places. Perhaps do this even to the people who you might say that you love the least, the ones that you would put on the furthest edges of your heart or even outside the boundaries of your heart. And in one moment, imagine the entire world being flooded by this golden light, filling up the cracks in all of their broken places. And imagine this world being transformed crack by crack, thought by thought, breath by breath, giving thanks for your willingness to transform your tragic into magic. Take a big deep breath and just allow the gold to settle. This is the new you. And so it is. Amen. A woman. Ah, dreams.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Kelly. And it's the perfect time for us to take a very short break and let this beautiful image of the golden light continue to filter down in and through you as it radiates not only your beauty, but that out into the world, and give us all an opportunity to see our world filling with more light, the cracks within it becoming golden as the beautiful place where we all want to be present in our own bodies, in our own circles, in our own communities, in our own world and our lives. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. This is Vicki Dobbs on HealthyLife.net Radio, and we'll be back.
Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art and creativity, so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
And we are back with the Reverend Dr. Kelly Sullivan Walden talking about her new book, A Tragedy is a Terrible Thing to Waste, The Art of Transforming the Tragic into Magic. And I even read that wrong. A crisis is a terrible thing to waste. I'm having faux pas days today. Oops.
You're fabulously flossome, just like me. It's awesome
yeah,
to make a
you
flaw because you're human. If you don't make a mistake, then it means you're too much in your comfort zone. So I celebrate that. Hello, my whole book is about that.
We are not AI incorporated yet. We are human.
Oh my God, shall we? I hope we always are. And we will be. We're fumbling toward ecstasy.
Yes.
It's the only way to do it. So you're in good company with me, Vicki.
I have another piece of your book. Like I said, there's so many sticky tabs on here, I'm having to choose and pick. But I teach about giving ourselves permission to be first in our lives, to put ourselves at the top of our priority list. And when we are so busy as successful women and doing life, we tend to do it for and about everything and everybody else in our lives except ourselves. And in doing so, we often end up in a place where instead of gifting the world the best of us, we just give them what's left of us. And in your book, you talk about this wonderful story that I tagged as Mosaic. And this tagline, when in doubt, fill it up. And I absolutely love that. So would you share with us where that came from?
Oh, yeah. So I got a call a few years back from someone who used to be a friend and housemate of mine. And her beloved brother had passed away, and he was this brother that every time she talked about him, she would just glow, and he was like an angel, almost like too good to be true. But he was driving the day after Thanksgiving with his girlfriend on the freeway, driving her to work, and he ran out of gas on the freeway, and there was no shoulder, and a car hit him full force from behind, and killed him on impact and seriously injured his girlfriend, Jessica. And it was just one of those deaths that, and he was 28 years old. He was at the prime of his life. He was beautiful, super handsome, doing philanthropy, just like one of those people that you're like, no, not him. So Catherine, his sister, asked if I would do counseling sessions with her and her family to help them move through the grief. And I said, of course I will, even though I'm not a grief counselor. But she said, I don't care. We want you. And so I said yes, like I normally do. I'm in the practice of saying yes to life, yes, yes, yes. And sometimes I'm like, why did I say yes? I'm not qualified. Oh, my God. Especially the night before I was going to have my first session with her mother, Margarita. I thought, how... Yes, I've been through my challenges and my loss and my grief, but a mother like Vicky, I mean, this is a young man or son. Like, how can I support this woman? I'm out of my depth. So I did what I always do. I prayed for a dream because my dreams are my allies. I said, please give me a dream to help me with this. So I woke up in the morning. I normally wake up with very long, involved, detailed dreams, but I woke up with nothing except for one word, one measly little word, and the word was mosaic, and the word meant nothing to me. It was not a clue. It felt like, oh, come on, God, could you be more cryptic? What am I supposed to do with this? But I suited up, showed up, and I was on the phone with Margarita, and I did this session with her where mostly I just listened to her express herself, cry, rail, you know, talk about every her highs and lows. And then towards the end of the session, she was talking about the memorial that had just taken place and how nearly 1,000 people were there, all of whom claimed to be Brian's best friend because he touched people like that. And she talked about all the flowers and cards she'd been sent, and she said, and of all those gifts, of all those beautiful offerings, the thing that is the most precious to me is this mosaic. And I said, mosaic? Did you just say the word mosaic? She said, yeah, it's this portrait this friend of his put together. It's a culmination of hundreds of pictures of Brian put together like pixels that make one photo of him smiling. But when you look up close, you can see all the many pictures of his happy life. And this mosaic is so precious to me, and it's this treasure. I've been looking at it the whole time we've been talking, and I then just burst into tears myself. And then I told her about the dream, and she burst into even more tears, and we just wailed on the phone with each other. It was just, she said, proof. This is proof of Brian. This is Brian. He's communicating from the other side. He's here. He's with us. And so she left that session, and from what I heard from the other family members, she went on to tell the story of the mosaic, and it just became this part of the lore of Brian and his reaching across the divide and letting everyone know that all the pieces of him are all counted for and present and with everyone. And it just became such an iconic moment and an image. And the icing on top of this that needs no icing on top. But like my next phone call after I was off the phone with this session, my mom called me to tell me her and my dad had decided to move from the suburbs to the bustling city, to downtown Los Angeles, to the Arts District. And I said, absolutely not, as if I was the parent of my parents. I forbid you to move downtown. You're going to get robbed. You're going to get mugged. Like, you've got a sign on your back that says, steal my purse, because you can't live downtown. And she said, well, we found this beautiful place called the Mosaic, and I think we want to take it. I said, did you say a mosaic? Oh, my God. Okay. I changed my mind. You have my full support. So I went from, I did a full 360. And yes, and to go back to you, I mean, one of the messages, there's so many messages in this story, but one of them is also, I tell people this story when it seems like people just love to tell me how they like to play Russian roulette with their gas tank. How they, you know, they break down on the side of the road. They just, they don't care about filling up their tank. And I, and talk about Debbie Downer. I'm like, you know, I don't like to play Debbie Downer, but I'm going to. I'm going to tell you the story about Brian. So fill up your damn tank. It's not funny. It's not cute. You have to fill up your tank literally and theoretically, metaphysically, and physically. You must keep your tank full if you're going to live long and prosperous and do all the things that you came here to do in the land of the living. Please fill up your tank. So,
Love that. Yes. It's I'm one of those who probably pushed every known size of car in the 60s and early 70s that they make because my brain would, and I got to the point where, oh crap, you know, the engine has stopped, but the car's still rolling. And if you jump out and start pushing while it's still rolling, it's a whole lot easier to get it going fast enough to get to the side of the road or up. You know, you're 100 yards from the gas station driveway.
Oh, God.
And you need that momentum to get out the driveway.
So, I can relate.
From
my
64 Malibu to my 72 Chevelle to my old after I had kids.
Yeah.
I would push the gas tank, and so...
And you probably pushed it as well, your own inner gas tank, giving, until you run out, until you have to literally wheel yourself, push yourself into the gas station.
Yes.
As if it was guilt, like we're guilty, we're indulgent for filling up our tank, but no, we can't give unless we are
no.
full.
Yeah, we got to be at the top of our priority list if we're going to maintain the stuff that we want to do out in the world for not just ourselves, but the other people in our lives. So, Kelly, thank you so much. We'll be back in a few for our wrap-up with Kelly, and thank you all for being here. Hang on. We'll be right back in just a few.
Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art, and creativity so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand. Do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Everybody, and on a giggling high, sharing name stories on our break, I want to remember to have Kelly talk to us about some of the important programs that she offers and how she might be of service to you if you have need of
of some help at some point in your life. Plus, she has a really cool trip to tell you about. So take it away, Kelly. It's all yours.
Thank you, Vicki Dobbs, Vicki Victorious. on my website, KellySullivanWalden.com, first let me tell you the free things I'm giving away. I give away an Ogle worksheet, so anyone can get that for free. So if you've got anything bothering you, any person, place, or situation that is just kind of the sand in your oyster and you want to more quickly transform it from tragic into magic, go to my website, KellySullivanWalden.com, or if that's too hard to spell, go to IHadTheStrangestDream.com. So on my website, just sign up for, you'll see it, right? It'll be a pop-up. And then you'll also get my Jet Set Dream Interpretation Formula. These are two things that people really, really love to use, and you can share that with your friends. And while you're on my website, you can check out my DreamWork Practitioner Training Program. And one of the benefits of becoming a DreamWork practitioner is you become more fluent in the language of dreams, which, in other words, makes you more fluent in the language of soul and spirit. And I would say the whole purpose, like the context behind this book, Vicki, that you've been quoting from, that we've been talking about, if I didn't have the background in dreams that I do, I would have never been able to have come to the conclusions and come to the kind of wisdom that I have. I give all the credit to dreams and dream work. It's just one of those things that we can all develop. We don't have to be psychic. We don't have to be anything special. We can just be people that dream, and that's all of us. So dream work practitioner training. And I also have a monthly dream circle called Wild Women Dreams and Wild Women Wednesdays, and it's actually coming up next Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of every month. So check that out. And also, I'm taking a group of people to Costa Rica this June. We are almost closed in our enrollment. And there will be a lot of dream work. We'll take a deep dive there. But also, there will be an emphasis on transforming the tragic into magic. So if you've gone through a difficult time over the pandemic, lost anyone that you're still suffering around or struggling with, then this retreat's for you. It'll be a place to get a deep dive into some deep healing so you come home with your windshield wiper clean and your ability to come out from the fog and turn the bitter into better and the tragic into magic. So that's on my website as well. And there's some other wonderful things. You can find me on social media. Facebook is Kelly Sullivan Walden Dreams. And on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, I'm Kelly S. Walden. And I'm posting basically a video a day on those platforms, so you can, it's kind of becoming a more engaging, fun thing that I've started to do of late. So that brings me back to you. Basically, all things can be found at KellySullivanWalden.com.
Awesome. And is there a special offer on your trip to Costa Rica?
Well, since you've asked, there is, I'm going to give you the coupon code for people to get $500 off. So that will be in your show notes. I'm going to send that to you after we're done with this.
Fantastic. I will post the info on the notes with the archive, so people listening. And when is the trip to Costa Rica?
Oh, it's June 6th through, what is it? It's June 6th through the 11th. This June.
Oh, yes. Right during my birthday. I might have to seriously think about that.
Oh my God, Vicki and Debbie. Bring them all.
Yeah, bring them all. Bring them both.
Please, come.
Everyone. What?
That would be, that would make it even more magical. Yeah.
Yes.
That would be good.
Yes. It's next year the big one. This one is the one before the big one.
Oh, you got to start. You got to warm up. You got to get,
that's right,
you know,
that's
get
right,
the wheels rolling. So by the time the big one comes around, you're going to know how to celebrate. You'll be a master.
That's right. I'm pushing that three-quarter of a century mark, and it's like, how did I not go from 18 to where did I get here?
Because you're doing all the right things. You're living just the way you're supposed to. So you're still that young girl inside.
One day at a time, right? One day at a time.
Amen.
So if there's one really cool little short something that you could leave our readers with, that thing that popped into your head that we all need to hear this morning. Hit it with us. Hit us with it.
Well, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment about the mosaic and the whole notion of filling up your tank. This is a big issue for me, and I recently heard this. So this quote is attributed to Rumi, but I'll elaborate on it. Basically, he says, and it sounds a little controversial, but he says, never give from your well. Only give from your overflow. And so never give from your well, only give from your overflow. And what I interpret that to mean is keep your well filled up. Your basic well-being is for you, your own balance, your sleep, your rest, your time in nature, your time with your spiritual practice, the things that you need to do in order to keep yourself balanced. And then, of course, be of service. Of course, be of contribution. Of course, that's part of the best part of life is being of service. But you don't want to give from that basic part of you that tends to your own. Well, give from the overflow. Literally last night, Vicky, oh my God, I keep doing it. Vicky, the dream I woke up with this morning was the Big Dipper. And I walked outside in my dream, and the Big Dipper was like bigger than my house. And that was all, just like the mosaic, it was just one little flash. I thought, what is that about? So I did a little journaling, and what I got was, ooh, the Big Dipper is this thing that's like, it's like it's getting filled up, and then it empties out, but it's being filled up with cosmic light, and it empties, and it's always being filled. So I think there's something about not necessarily always being in balance, because I feel like then we're too much in the tit for tat. But I think if we line up in with our like cosmic stature, if we center ourselves in our own God connection, our goddess connection, whatever that is, where we feel like we're at the center of the universe and just like everyone else, and we're loved and filled up, and then we let ourselves give from that place, then our gas tank doesn't run dry, doesn't get empty, and then there's like a self-sustaining energy, kind of like the way my hybrid car just doesn't run out of gas. It seems like I fill up with gas like every 2 months, because if I drive in that like that sweet spot, it regenerates itself. That's like a way that we can do. Never give from the overflow. Only give from the well. I mean, never give from the well. Only give from the overflow, according to Rumi, and I second that notion.
Oh, Kelly, it's been such a joy having you on, and we must do this more often, because we are both sitting in similar places in our lives and telling the same message in a different language. And
totally.
Thank you so much for taking your morning to be with me.
Thank you. This is
Vicki Dobbs, founder of Wisdom Evolution, and your head cheerleader for the You First Revolution. Thanking you, everyone out there listening this week. And I not only want to remind you that you matter, that you have a right to be happy, but I want to add, don't play Russian roulette with your gas tank in real life. Metaphorically, when in doubt, fill it up. You can find more about me, my books, the work I do at VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com, where you can hear the replays of these shows, read my Friday Food for Thoughts blog, sign up if you want to read more, and catch up on where and what I'm up to these days. Have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you at the top of your priority list. Give yourself permission to be first in your life. It is not a selfish act. It is an act of self-preservation. Thank you for joining me today. This is Vicki Dobbs, host of Kindred Spirit on HealthyLife.net Radio, and I'll see you next month, or in your email box, or on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all the fun places to be. Thank you again for joining us. Have a wonderful week.